This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They found a body in the Colorado woods near a car that belonged to a 17-year-old student accused of shooting and wounding two administrators at his Denver high school. But authorities say they haven't identified that body yet. Meanwhile, Denver East high school freshman Jaden Lazukin says lots of things go through his head when there's an active shooter situation.
Well, I definitely get a lot of shock. My fight or flight response definitely kicks in. And as soon as we have to start hiding and I figure out it's not a drill, I start to think, what if I'm not going to make it tomorrow? And it's definitely quite hard, as maybe it could be the last time I see my family.
High school freshman Jaden Lazukin. A tornado touched down in a Los Angeles suburb on Wednesday, injuring one person. The National Weather Service sent teams to assess damage in Montebello. Yes, the Fed's raising its key interest rate by a quarter point as it fights inflation. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell sought to reassure Americans that it is safe to leave money in their banks.
Our banking system is sound and resilient with strong capital and liquidity.
The Fed Chair also underscored that the central bank remains focused on fighting high inflation, which could require additional rate hikes.
The process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go and is likely to be bumpy.
Yet he also signaled that the Fed might not need to impose many more increases if more banks were to reduce their lending to conserve cash. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The CEO of TikTok will appear today, Thursday, before a congressional committee where he'll face a grilling on data security. A lawyer for former President Trump has been ordered to give documents to prosecutors in the investigation of classified records in Mr. Trump's Florida estate. The Justice Department is investigating why the former president and his representatives resisted demands to return the records. This is AP News. Now to Florida, the AP's Ed Donahue with the latest on Governor Ron DeSantis.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is moving to forbid classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades. About a year ago, DeSantis signed a bill critics call Don't Say Gay.
In Florida, we will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not in indoctrination.
The rule change would ban lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity from grades 4 to 12. It's now kindergarten to third grade, with some exceptions. The proposal would not require legislative approval and is scheduled for a vote next month before the State Board of Education. The law in Florida drew widespread backlash nationally, with critics saying it marginalizes LGBTQ people and kicked off a feud between the governor and Disney, which publicly opposed the law. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.